tonight. Well, I'd like to think tonight in a very devotional way about the subject of the Christian memory. The memory. Say a few things and look at a number of verses, really to try to promote all of our mental health in a way which is biblical, that will care for the mind and the soul. The memory. Try to promote how we can use our memory in a God-honouring way. And as I say, we'll turn to a number of texts. I came across this quote this week. I thought this was very helpful. The memory is a most amazing part of our minds. It is a golden thread that links infancy to old age, and on it are hung pearls, experiences and facts of every kind. Memory's servant is recollection, an invisible librarian running about the chambers of the mind to find what it calls for. God uses the memory to build Christian character. Now, sadly, when we get older, the memory does fade. And therefore, we have a duty as believers to store in our mind, while we're young, as much of the truth as we possibly can. I was very struck just a few days ago visiting, I think it's our most elderly member, and reading the Word of God to her, how rapidly she could fill in the blanks in two psalms, reading through. She knew the Word of God, it was hidden in our hearts. So just 5 points tonight. We'll look at 5 verses. If you want to turn to them, you can. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 7. A verse about the memory. The memory is a blessing to believers, but it's a curse to those that do not know the Lord. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 7. This is a well-known verse. The memory of the just, the believer, the righteous, is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Well, what a contrast. This speaks about the memory in life. So for a believer, we have memories which are good. We remember the Lord's blessings upon us, and that memory is a blessing to us and to others. But to those that don't have their sins forgiven, they can only look back upon sadness and misery in the main. They don't have a conscience free of sin, and therefore their memory is not a good one. And it's true after a person dies, you can apply it in this way, after a believer has gone to be with the Saviour, the memory of that person is blessed. But those that didn't know the Lord, it's a sad, sad affair. And all there is left is a sad memory. So what a contrast. The Christian memory is a blessing. This is a peculiar gift that we're given. The memory of the just is blessed. Solomon doesn't hold back, does he? A blessing versus a rotting body, because that person didn't know the Lord and their name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, turn back to our reading, Psalm 119 and verse 11. It speaks again of the memory. Verse 11. Psalm 119, verse 11. The memory, second point, it stops us from sinning. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Oh, isn't that good? We store up so that that librarian, recollection, can go and retrieve and take out of the storehouse all that we've put within our heart. It's a memory bank of truth and scripture. And when we're tempted to say something unkind, something untrue, the Word of God comes back to us because we've stored it. And our lips are guarded by the Word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Or the memory comes back, the conscience speaks, because we've sharpened the conscience. and we've hidden God's truth in our heart, and that truth is soaked into our mind and heart to affect our behaviour. Do you see how the memory shapes our character? The Word of God builds us up so that our thoughts, our conduct, our actions are shaped by what we've hid in our heart. If you don't hide the Word of God and store it up in the heart, then maybe your behaviour won't be affected. And you won't have that joy of sanctification going on within us. And later in life, as memory fades, the sad thing is, when memory does go, it tends to be the most recent memories that go. And that's a blessing, because very often those are the painful days and the awkward, arthritic days. But when we were vigorous and when we had happy times, if we've hid the Word of God in our heart, even when we're 95, the Word of God will come back to us. And we'll be able to finish those verses in the Psalms because we've memorized them. So memory stops us from sinning if we've stored it up in the heart. It's a blessing to believers. It stops us from sinning. And then turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2. This is speaking of the children of Israel as they travelled through the wilderness and reached the end of the 40 years. They could look back and they could say these words. This is Moses speaking. Deuteronomy 8 verse 2. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years. Well, apply it to ourselves. You turn 70, 80, and we can remember all the way the Lord thy God had led thee in the wilderness through this world. And why did he do that? He led us through this vain passing wilderness world for three reasons. To humble us. To change that natural instinct of pride into humility, that ongoing process of sanctification, to test thee, to prove what was the metal of your heart. Were you for God? Were you for his kingdom? Were you for his glory? Or were you for self? To prove thee. And then to know what was in thine heart. So we have to look back. And we find great encouragement as we look back over the 40 years, hopefully, over many, many more years, we see, oh, God was humbling us. Those trials, they were for our good. He was testing us. He was seeing what was really in our heart, whether it was selfish things, material things, or whether it was the kingdom of heaven. And praise to God for all that he's done. Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Where was our heart? Those 40 years, was it grumbling, complaining, or was it storing up treasures of the Lord that he had done for us? So memory should encourage us to see God is at work. He's working in this church. He's working in families. He's working in lives. And he's doing these three things all over again. In every individual's life, if you have a trial, at the moment, the Lord is humbling you. The Lord is proving you, testing you. The Lord is seeing what's in your heart. Is your faith in people? Or is your faith and trust in the Lord and his word and in his truth? Were those commandments in your heart and did you desire to keep them? So a third thing, the memory and the remembrance of what God has done should encourage us. If God has done it before, he'll do it again. If he brought me through that trial, he'll help me through the next one. Well, let's turn to Psalm 77, a fourth one. What's the memory to be used for? Some of us here this evening are a lot younger. You don't have long memories. Well, one day you'll have more in your memory bank. But up until then, here's another purpose of the memory. Psalm 77 and verse 11. This is how the believer thinks. This is how we care for our mental health and our soul. This is one of the techniques, if we can call it that, for every believer. When you're feeling low and despondent and the going is tough, this is what the psalmist Asaph says. Verse 11. I will remember the works of the Lord. That's what I'll use my memory for. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old, and I will meditate also of thy work. What does the believer think about? Oh, the Lord delivered me that day where I came to know him for myself. I turned from my sin. All the way the Saviour's led me, his triumphs, the trophies of grace, those that came to know the Lord, the people that turned from sin to righteousness, I will remember the works of the Lord, and that will encourage me. I will remember thy wonders of old, thy wonders of creation, the wonders of, so many to think of. And I will meditate. I'll think about it. How did this happen? It happened because God is God and he's powerful. How did it happen? Because he said it would, he prophesied it would, and it came to pass. I will meditate of all thy work in my life, your life, I trust. And then, even for young people, what do we talk about? The memory gives us things to talk about other than the weather, other than politics. Those things won't get us very far. I will talk of thy doings, what God has done. Surely that should be a major part of our conversation. That's what the memory is for. Not just to speak about now, living in the moment, living with today's problems. I will remember the works of the Lord, remember thy wonders of old, meditate on these things, and then I've got something to talk about. Something worthwhile. Something good. Something productive. Something helpful to others. Oh, the memory gives us much to talk about. Well, then turn to the New Testament. One more text. John chapter 14 and verse 26. What about the memory when we're in trouble? When we don't know what to say? When we're found before kings and we're found before the law court, as the apostles were soon to be after this was written. What about when we're witnessing at work and we are confronted by something? Or we're speaking to somebody who's bereaved or had a tragedy. What will we say? Well, John 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things through the word of God and bring all things to your remembrance. When you come to witness, when you come to speak to somebody who's in difficulty and you have to think of something appropriate to say, the Holy Spirit will bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, if we've taken truth into our mind, if we've stored it up, the librarian of recollection will go and find it on the shelf of our mind, and it will come back to us. Our reading from a year ago will come back to our mind, and just at the right opportunity, a verse, a hymn, will spring into the mind and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Isn't the memory a wonderful thing? Friends, some of you here, your memories are fading. So is mine. The Lord has blessed it in such a way that we remember the things from long time ago when we were in Sunday school. We remember the memory work. We remember the choruses, the hymns. We remember kind acts done for us and to us. But when we get older, memory will fade. Memory is fading for some. But we don't need to be sad about that. Because if the word of God has been hidden in the heart, if we can look back to the way the Lord blessed us and the wonders of old, if we can have that scripture to stop us from sinning, well, the memory will serve us well. Because you can't erase the memory of a long, long time ago. Even people that have Alzheimer's and dementia, godly believers, the Word of God is still there, hidden in the heart. Well, may the Lord help every believer to use their memory, God's gift of the memory, for His glory, to stop us from sinning, to be encouraged, to give us something good to talk about, and to be a blessing.